page 292, 7, Kuf Chav Beis, Beis. So yesterday, we in Aleph, we had a whole discussion about exactly where we place Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi V'Agyon Libi L'Fanachah. We're at the end of Shmon Esrei, towards the end of Shmon Esrei. So the Machaber said that you say Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi V'Agyon Libi L'Fanachah right after Sim Shalom or Shema Kolenu, or Shalom Rav. Or Shalom Rav. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason why the last bracha is Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav, we talk about Shalom, because right before that, we could have Duchening. Duchening, the whole idea of Duchening is Shalom. So so therefore, it follows that the next bracha, the last bracha, is Shalom. So the question is, so then we say the last bracha, and then according to the Machaber, you say Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi. The way the Aruch HaShulchan explained the Rama, we talked about it yesterday, was that no, you say Elokai Nitzor first. We're going to discuss that a little later, and then you say Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi towards the end, right before you step back. And we saw the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you should do both, and that way, since you say Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi at the beginning before Elokai Nitzor, so then if something comes up, like Kaddish, or Kedusha, or something like that, you can answer to it. But you're still in the middle, you're still standing Shmon Esrei, so then you could say whatever you want, as we mentioned before a number of times in the last few Simanim, that the real optimum place, but we'll discuss that a little more really now too, the optimum place to put your own personal tefillos is at the end of Shmon Esrei, even better than in Shema Kolenu. So Nachabrin Bey says, Ein nochon lomar takmanim kodim yehu L'Ratzon. So based upon what we just said, the Machaber says you should say Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi right away, right after the last bracha. So therefore, the Machaber says it's not proper to say your own personal things before you say Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi. Ela achar siyum yurches miyad yomar Yehu L'Ratzon. Rather, as soon as you finish the last bracha, so then you should right away say Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi. And if you want to say it again when you're finished saying your own thing, so you could do that. So in other words, this is like the Mishnah Berurah advised. In other words, that you say Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi right after the bracha, then you say Elokai Nitzor, you concerning your own stuff, and then you say Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi again before you step back. Now, let's do the last one, and then we'll go back on a few things. Gimel. Haragil omar dala dvarim elu zoche umekavu pnei hashchina. If a person says these four things, so then they merit to receive the pnei hashchina. Now, obviously, as we've seen in many halachas before, that doesn't mean if you say these four things and you go to Vegas and you'll be zoche to roll pnei hashchina. But in other words, it's you do everything else, so then you get a higher level. Because you say these four things, and you know it's right there in Shmona, right there in Elokai Nitzor. A lot of people run through it, but it's very important to be careful with it, obviously, because of this reason. What are the four things? Asei Laman Shemecha, that's number one. Asei Laman Yeminecha, number two. Asei Laman Torah Secha, number three. Asei Laman Kedusha Secha. Right, so you should be careful, again, without we say these things. The Marsham, before we go back to Yehu L'Ratzon, the Marsham also brings down, based upon many sources, a pasuk in Micha, Rashi, and Micha, Perek Vav, pasuk Tes, that there's also a special thing to say psukim, which start and end with your name, whatever your name is, like Yitzchak, the Yud with a kof at the end. So there's psukim like a pasuk like that, or my middle name is Shmuel. So with a shin and a lamed at the end. So that's there's a special thing to say that. And if a person says that, so in the Torah of those psukim saves them from Gehenna. Now again, that does not mean that you could do a chvezvu. And again, you're just careful to daven Shmona Esrei every day and say those four things and say the psukim of your name and you're on easy street. Not at all. But again, it's that's where that comes from. Let's go back to you to the whole idea of Yehu L'Ratzon.
Huh? Because the name, the first and the last letter. Say something from Tehillim, it's written, it's by Kudoshim, that when a man dies,
right.
So he comes, he forgets
you
everything.
Forget the name,
so
right.
You
so
you
that's
remember
another reason,
what
right.
His
you
name.
Remember your name, and that gets you somewhere, somehow. Good. So a few more ideas about the idea of Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi. First of all, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down one of the reasons we see that's very important to say, or at least according to the Mechaber, Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi, and again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, right away, right after the last bracha, is because there's a synergy or there's a parallel. In other words, we saw before that we're supposed to say Hashem Tzvasai Sivsak before Shmon Esrei. In fact, we also saw that there's a Bir Halacha that questions what happens if you say Shmon Esrei without Hashem Tzvasai Sivsak. So we saw the Bir Halacha is lenient, but it's not so simple. So again, we saw that the Halacha is that the Chazal made it as an obligation, Hashem Tzvasai Sivsak, as the opening for Shmon Esrei. It's part of Shmon Esrei. So you have Hashem Tzvasai Sivsak. When you say Hashem Tzvasai Sivsak, you're not allowed to interrupt. Once you say Hashem Tzvasai Sivsak, till you say the bracha. Well, of course, then you can't be masik altogether, but that's a besides point. So you have to say the bracha. Bracha Tarshim, okay, I was saying, okay, Abraham, okay, Yitzhak, okay, right, so on and so forth. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the parallel to that is you finish the last bracha, and what do you say? Yil Ratzin Imre Fi, I can leave it with Fanaka. That Imre Fi, that, remember I said, help me open my mouth? So all those things I said, those words from my mouth should be accepted. So it's a parallel. So therefore, the same way, you can't interrupt between the Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach and the bracha, so too, you can't interrupt once you say the bracha of Hamrecha Sama Yisov V'Shalom and Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi. Beautiful idea. Okay, we're running out of a little time here. But Mir Hashem, tomorrow we'll see a beautiful Mishnah Berurah and Mishnah Berurah Chas B'li Neder about what the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring down from the Seder Yom. Another beautiful idea, the depth, the beauty of about Yehu L'Ratzon Imri Fi, and also some other ideas about the end of Shmon Esrei also in that Mishnah Berurah Chas. So Mir Hashem, see that tomorrow. Some very interesting stuff.
Are you allowed to respond to the entire Yusha after saying?